issues in Brachot Daf Yomi 17b, 18a. When we say that Misha Mesa Mutal Lefanav Patami Kriyashmam Natfilim Natfilim Mikol Mitzvah Zamur Shabbatorah, when we say that someone who is either responsible for the dead or is one of the seven closest mourners, and between the funeral and the death, they are exempt from all mitzvot in the Torah. This is known as Aninus, the period between death and burial. The question is, are they exempt, but they could do the mitzvot, or are they exempt, but do not have to, but are not allowed to do mitzvot as well? Also, question is, what if it is not mutal afanav, if it's not their responsibility? It's just one of their close relatives, but the death is not their responsibility. We have here a debate between Rashi and Tosfot. Rashi says that when we say that the people who are in the status of between the burial and the funeral, known as aninus, that they do not make blessings over their food, before and after their food. They do wash their hands, but they don't make a blessing before or after the washing, or they don't do the benching. Even other people don't have to make a blessing for them. So he insists in several interpretations here that it's the exemption is an exemption. He doesn't have to. If he's busy, he needs to take care of the dead. He can focus on that. If he wants to make a blessing, he could, or she. However, the Tosfot say no, that Eino Rishoy, you're not allowed to. And the Jerusalem Talmud explains that if someone wanted to be strict, we cannot listen to him. And why is it so? The Jerusalem Talmud explains, either because of the honor of the dead, or because there's no one else, Mishi Salamaso, who else is going to carry the dead? Who else is going to take care of the dead if he doesn't take care of it himself or herself? Now, that question, based on that, we can ask the following question. And that's the story of Maisa Shemeso Achosos of Rabbi Natan B'Shabbos, the Tosfos, the end of Tosfos, Divrei Maskil Ve'eino. The end of the Tosfos is a story of Rabbeinu Tam, Rashi's grandson, Rabbi Yaakov. And it was on Shabbos. His sister died. She was married. She lived somewhere else. They told him on Saturday night, and he ate meat and drank wine. And he said that since the husband is available and he's responsible for the burial, that's part of his ksuba responsibilities. So therefore, he's not forbidden because they have people taking care of her. And the Tosfot would think that perhaps even if he was in the same city, he would have said, "Look, I'm not taking care of this funeral. I'm not giving the eulogy. I'm not preparing the coffin or the shroud. Someone else is taking care of it. I have nothing to do. Therefore, I am still obligated in mitzvot, and I am still going to eat meat and wine." This question hinges on that Yerushalmi. If we say that it's not their honor, so then even if the Rabbi Natan had nothing to do with the funeral, it's still not the honor to be eating meat when his sister passed away. If you say, however, that it's a matter of that there's no one to take care of the dead, there was someone to take care of the dead. The sister was very well provided for. Today we have this very much when in cases of long distances, you have a burial that's taking place in another city in America, or between America and Israel. The burial is in Israel, the relative is in America, and the question is, are they forbidden to do any mitzvot for the 2 or 3 days until they make it to the funeral all the way in Israel? So if they're involved in the eulogy, if they're the one who is making all the phone calls, then clearly they are exempt for all those days. However, if they're not so involved, if they're not giving the eulogy and they're not the ones who are making the phone calls, so then it could be argued that since they're in a different city and they're not involved and there is someone taking care, that they're not exempt for all that period of time. Some even suggest that when they land in Israel, that's when the clock starts ticking and that's when they stop, that they must avoid mitzvot. Most people would say that as far as meat and wine, you could avoid that between the burial and the funeral, irrespective. But in any event, the basic question here is aninus in hafka, does it take you out of mitzvot, or is it only an exemption? Is it sort of hutra or hutra? Is it that you're totally removed from all mitzvot at that point, or you're only It's pushed away if you have a certain need, but if there's no particular need to take care of the dead, you could still do the mitzvot. And ultimately, is it a matter of honor, the honor of the dead, similar to the Rambam's theory that the idea that the Kohen defiles himself for a close relative is an expression of the mourning? Perhaps the fact that a person doesn't do any mitzvot before the funeral reflects that mourning, or no, it's just a practical matter of not doing mitzvot because not to be distracted from of any hesech adat from the mourning, not to have any distraction from focusing on the mourning, focusing on taking care of the dead. In that case, if they don't need you, you could continue and proceed as usual. In any event, it's a major debate. It's an interesting question. And this is a machlokes debate between Rashi and Tosfot, and an interesting position of Rabbeinu Tam. Thank you.